What's up, YouTube? Welcome back to Bringlese. And since it's the beginning of the month, now is a great time to join the Bringlese English class. If you are learning English and you want to join my class, you can do it. $10 a month, 6 English lessons live on YouTube. You can comment, we can chat. Check that out in this link below, and let's get started. Guys, in this video, I have a kind of difficult topic, the conditional, and for those who speak Italian, this is similar to the congiuntivo ipotetico. It's hypothetical sentences, sentences that have if in them. There are 3 conditionals, and I think the second is the most important, but let's go in order of hypotheticalness. So the first conditional, also the easiest, is about a reality, when something is actually the case. And to make the first conditional, you just need a present tense and a future tense. The classic example, if it rains, we will stay home. If it rains, we will stay home. That's kind of a reality thing. If it rains, present tense, we will stay future home. One more example of this first conditional. If he likes pizza, I will cook more. If he likes pizza, I'll cook more. So remember, present and a future. Now the second conditional. The second conditional is not really a reality, but it is a possibility. And it's not talking about something in the past tense. For example, if I were Italian, I would love espresso coffee. If I were Italian, I would love espresso coffee. So to make the second conditional, you need the simple past and a would tense, okay? So let's do another example. If we won the game, I would be happy. But if we lost the game, I would be sad. Okay, so again, win in the simple past is won. So if we won the game, which in Italian, se vincessimo la partita. If we won the game, I would be, sarei, happy. But if we lost, lose in the simple past is lost. If we lost, I would be sad. Remember that you can change the order of these sentences. So you could say, I would be happy if we won, or I would be sad if we lost. So you don't have to go 1-2, you can go 2-1. But the part with if will have simple past, and the other part will just have would tense. So be careful with this kind of sentence when you're doing a negative sentence, because you have to use didn't, because that's the simple past of don't. For example, if you didn't speak English, this video would be difficult. If you didn't speak English, this video would be difficult. But luckily, you do speak English. And one more example of the second conditional. Let's do a question second conditional. So, what would I do if I didn't have you? What would I do if I didn't have you? What would I do? What would I do if I didn't have you? So again, I have a would and I have a simple past. So as I said, the second conditional, the one we just did, is probably the most common and the most important. But now we're going to the third conditional, which is not reality, it's not possibility, it's kind of an impossibility. It's a hypothetical of the past, something that can no longer come true. For example, had I seen you yesterday, I would have said hello. So in this third conditional, we need had, person, participle, that's part one. And in the second part of the sentence, we need the would tense in the past. Had I seen you yesterday, it would have been amazing, okay? Notice that there's no if in this sentence, because when you do that inversion, I had seen, had I seen, the if is implied. Another example, had we played better, we would have won, okay? Maybe we played a terrible game, but in the past, had we played better, we would have won. So notice this weird construction at the beginning, had we played, okay? That's had plus the subject plus the participle, the third column. For example, go, went, gone. It's gonna be that gone. Had we gone to America, we would have eaten cheeseburgers, okay? Yes, you can also make the construction if we had gone. That's acceptable too. So if the subject and then had with the participle, for example, if we had gone, or if she had taken, or if they had found, those are all the same as had she taken, or had we found, or had I gone. It's the same. The construction just has two options, two possibilities. So now the second part of this third conditional is the would tense in the past. So you cannot say I would be, you have to say I would have been, okay? So had we won the game, I would have been happy. I would have been happy. Although if the second part of the sentence is now, you could use just the simple would present. Had we won the game right now, I would be happy. That's okay too. So actually you can. So let's do one more example. Had you studied harder, you would have passed the test. Had you studied more, you would have gotten an A on the exam. Okay guys, so that's basically it. The last thing I want to add is instead of would, you could also use could in these sentences, or you could also use might, because both of those are like conditional type expressions, okay? So for example, if you helped me, we could finish sooner. That's second conditional. Or same sentence, third conditional, had you helped me, we could have finished earlier, okay? So remember, would is okay, could is okay, might is okay in those sentences. So guys, let's stop here, but I hope you understand in less than 10 minute video how the conditional works in English. We did first, second, third. First, present future. Second, simple past and a would tense. Third, had subject participle plus the would past, okay? That's it, that's really it right there. So I hope you guys enjoyed it. I hope you learned something. Check out the Bringleza English class if you trust me as a teacher and you want 6 English lessons this month for $10. Super good deal. And guys, I'll catch you in the next video, okay? Peace.